It's time to talk travel and tourism, and today this travel feature is brought to you by Lyft, SA's most flexible airline. But you won't need an airline to take you where we're going today, because it's just a short drive along the coast and into the Overberg to get to Bodikaya Nature Retreat near Stanford. That is the home of this year's Reforest Fest, something to keep you busy over the Easter weekend if you haven't yet made plans. It is a space where I think you can say music fans and green-minded families come together for an experience with a difference. Such a pleasure to have with me in studio Misha Teasdale, who's co-founder and executive director of Green Pop, who are the local environmental organization, who are the founders of the Reforest Fest. Now it's 12th year. Misha, I can't believe we've been talking about it for 12 years. Lovely to have you back again.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for having me back in the studio.
Sure.
I actually can't believe it myself. I'm feeling like all this old and gray is starting to really take shape. But outside of the growth of my beard, there's also a lot happening out there in the forest. And I'm really proud of it. It's great. Great results.
Looking forward to diving into it with you. I mean, I was reading that earlier advert about the earth-friendly toothpaste, and it struck me as incredibly appropriate to be reading that advert with you in the studio, because Green Pop is all about finding better ways of living that are more friendly to the planet. I mean, that's where the story began, not so.
Yeah, I mean, our whole thing is about getting active and not anxious, you know, in this world we live in. We're so bombarded by kind of the everyday doom and gloom of what's happening on a climate basis and storms and even locally in our own community. And for us, it's like, well, how do you go out and do something? How do you make something happen? And I mean, you can even see from the brands that are coming onto the shelves these days, like, yeah, there is a huge amount of momentum. And so, yeah, it gives us a reason to feel optimistic. And obviously this weekend that we're hosting, I mean, it is about the trees, but it's more about the people. It's more about people coming together. And that's what's so important about it.
Before we talk about the festival, I'm aware of the fact that perhaps there are a few Cape Talk listeners who haven't heard the many previous interviews about Green Pop and your work and about this festival. So maybe let's start at the very beginning, as the Sound of Music would tell us to do. 2010, you were founded. What was the sort of, I mean, I love that sense of be active, not anxious, but what was the anxiety or the sense of sort of wonder or worry that prompted you to found this organization? Take us back to that moment.
Yeah, so I was a filmmaker. I was traveling around the world doing a documentary with a good friend of mine, Rowan. At the back end of it, we'd flown 360,000 kilometers. We got together a group of like-minded individuals. I have a big smile that can be quite convincing. And I said, look, we want to plant 1,000 trees in the Cape Flats and undergreened, underserved communities. I was lucky enough to go to a school with leafy lawns and whatnot. And so the mission was to just plant 1,000 trees. And there was a huge amount of momentum that came out of that. People were really enthusiastic. Businesses started contacting us, and you know, looking back, we started, our first business we worked with was Boss Ice Tea, who started pledging trees, and so we could forecast and plan for the planting we were doing. And now we have over 100 companies from around the world that plant trees with us on a monthly basis. Those trees are planted not just in South Africa now, but you know, we planted in Tanzania and Malawi and Zambia and South Africa. And there's it's far reaching. I've flown all over the world to go and do talks and to facilitate tree planting experiences. I've just got back from Zimbabwe. I've been to the East, to Thailand. I've been to America several times, to Europe several times to facilitate. So there's definitely something, you know, beautiful in the facilitation. I think a lot of people can plant trees and know how to plant trees, but our mission is really like, how do you bring magic to it and give people a real sense of getting stuck in and understanding the process and kind of getting the gravity of how meaningful the experience can be.
Which then brings us neatly to the experience that you're creating next weekend, over the Easter long weekend, the 12th edition of the Reforest Fest, which is a kind of a social coming together of your founding concept that says to people, you know, come, we'll show you how to do it and you'll have an amazing time while you're doing it. For somebody who has no idea what it's all about, what will a first time visitor to Reforest Fest experience?
So what we're trying to do is create a meaningful balance of fun environmentalism, which means to say there's going to be talks and workshops and music and foraging and all sorts of like activities that are hands-on, experiential, that you could just listen to. And then on the other side, you get this deep experience of tree planting that's hugely facilitated. So there's flags and there's drumming and there's teams that get broken up and you have leaders and assistants and all sorts of things. And then you just get showered with delicious foods and all sorts of things afterwards. And then there's obviously all the musical elements, and we keep it intimate. So it's not this big music festival. I think we've got about 1,000 people coming this year. And we collaborate with great brands that we really feel align beautifully and bring value to both the organization and to the people that are coming and able to experiencing the delicious things or the engaging things that they bring.
So if you have a look at the website and delve into what some of the activities are that you might enjoy. For example, I love the fact that there's a kiddies yoga class. So you can go camping with the family and after breakfast together or even before, go and do a yoga class together. Who's your target market, target audience here? Because the music fans, you say a music festival, people think one thing. You say camping, they might think another. You're bringing them all sort of together. Is it a weird, wonderful melting pot of all ages, or how does it work?
I've definitely experienced that. So, for instance, last year we had two people that were in their late 80s that came and were pretty hard and fast about the fact that they were going to plant trees. And then we have young parents that come and bring their two-year-olds. So I think for us, we try and keep it light touch. This isn't a heavy music festival. There are live bands and they bring a beautiful energy in an acoustic kind of folky way. We do have some DJs as well, which is kind of removed from the whole experience. So late into the night, you can go to a secret stage, and if you're a 20 to 30 something year old or older and would like to dance into the night, then you have the option to do that, and everyone else doesn't have to hear that music. We've got lots of activities for kids and adults. So we're doing a crown making workshop with Felton Sea, where we'll go and forage fynbos and then plait that fynbos into beautiful crowns. We have a stage that's going to be focused on Felton Sea are going to be speaking there again. We've got someone who's coming from the fossil fuel free industry, looking to try and change the narrative around the advertising space. So the whole idea with that stage is to kind of give people new and fresh ideas that moves the needle. We have a harvest table lunch on the Sunday where the idea is to bring everyone from the festival together and have this kind of beautiful, a little bit dressy, uppy lunch where the kids can be playing with hula hoops and learning how to do poi and do various kind of funs and games while all the parents are having delicious wine and able to experience some of the lovely gifts of the Overstrand area in terms of foodstuffs.
I just want to say, if anybody listening has been before, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear a voice note from you on 0725671567. And I believe we already have one voice note that's come through. Please keep those going. We'll play a couple of them in a moment to let you know what people have thought of the event. If you've been previously, tell us what you did, what you enjoyed. If you're prepared to tell us how old you are, what particular aspects worked for you, we'd love that sort of feedback. In fact, should we listen to the first voice note, Barry?
I have been to that festival. It is simply amazing. The amount of people, the amount of passion, the amount of plants. I really had a great time, and I can highly recommend it to anybody that wants to go, is thinking of going. Make the effort. You will thoroughly enjoy it. Regards, Angelo.
I was just about to say, that voice sounds awfully familiar. That's our DIY man, Angelo. And thank you for that, Angelo, because we always know we can trust your recommendations. So that's great feedback. If anybody else, including those not associated with the show, you're welcome to send a WhatsApp to 0725671567. My guest in studio is Misha Teasdale, co-founder and executive director of Green Pop, the environmental organization that is the host of the annual Reforest Fest. Let's talk a couple of logistics, Misha. So 12th time round, you in the Bodhikaya Nature Retreat in the Overberg near Strand. Where does one stay? Is it all camping? How does it work? If somebody wants to come along, like nuts and bolts, what should they expect?
So arrival kind of happens on the Friday. I highly recommend arriving on the Friday. Otherwise, if you arrive on the Saturday, you might miss the planting, which is obviously kind of the crescendo moment. We are doing a little bit of a support run. So you'll arrive at the parking. We'll run you up to the welcome tent. There, depending on what you decide to do from an accommodation point of view, Bodikaya is fully booked. Okay. We do have a few glamping / camping options where you can kind of upgrade your stay. Okay. There is also a lot of accommodation in the valley, and we're trying to, as much as possible, fill all that accommodation and supporting all those that are running other eco-tourism establishments.
Okay.
You can, of course, bring your own tent, which many people do. We have a dedicated family camp so that all the kids that wake up at 5 in the morning don't wake up all the other people who don't wake up at 5 in the morning.
Nice.
And they're also the furthest away from the music. So kind of the logistics of staying on site looks pretty much like that. We have a variety of vendors who will be providing food throughout the weekend. It's all vegetarian. There will be some dairy-based products, but there won't be any meats for sale. So if you are a carnivore, bring a pocket of biltong or something to that effect. And there's two food experiences. I mentioned one, which is the Harvest Table lunch, which is happening on the Sunday. And then Felt and Sea on the Friday are doing like a tapas-style late afternoon food experience, which should be really delicious. I love foraging, and I love what Roshana does. So I'm very excited for that. And otherwise, I mean, everything's on site that you need. We're trying to be a waste-free festival. And so you're going to need to bring your own plate, knife, fork, spoon, because we're not doing the whole single-use packaging for food. But all of that will be sent in the pre-festival mailer. So you get a really nicely broken down email of all the nuts and bolts. And then kind of logistics around your planning. I would say that the things that you want to look out for is the tapas style lunch on the Friday. We've got a beautiful band playing on Friday nights called Warrunks, which is a band from Gugulethu, which we're bringing in. Obviously, the planting on the Saturday. If you have small kiddos, we also have a dedicated kiddos planting on the Saturday morning so that the parents don't have to walk any distances. They can plant right there. The Saturday afternoon, we have a WWF conservation wine experience where we learn about biodiversity, conservation, and South African wines and how to use behavior change and consumers around changing an industry. Saturday night, we've got Jeremy Loops performing, who's only my best guy and one of South Africa's greats. So you could be planting with him on Saturday morning and then experiencing jawling with him on Saturday night, exactly, which is fantastic. And then on Sunday morning, we've got Secret Sunrise doing a Secret Sunrise dance off, kind of shouldered in by a beautiful coastal thicket forest. It was a huge highlight last year. And then we go into the circular economy mini speaker stage, which is the Big Love stage, and then the luncheon. And outside of that, we have 75 talks, workshops, activities that I have not actually mentioned. So there is a lot to take you through a beautiful weekend.
Couple of questions coming in from our listeners. Firstly, asking, what do you need to book in advance or can you simply show up?
So we highly recommend you book in advance.
Okay.
We have sold out for the last 5 years straight. And we are hurtling toward our final tickets.
Okay.
So I highly recommend you do. If you are a local and you would like to rock up just for the Saturday, it is possible, but then you still need to contact us and we will then supply you with a local's ticket for the Saturday.
Okay.
We do not do Saturday tickets if you're not a local. So we know if you are a local.
Oh, you will be spotted if you are trying to go in disguise. I love the message from someone saying, my 78-year-old dad takes some of my young adult children to the festival every year. A delightful mishmash of ages in his handcrafted camper van. An annual event of bonding in nature, living granddad's hippie past. I'd love to have your granddad join us in the studio. It sounds like there's a story or two there. Thank you so much for that. Now, that reference to camper van, somebody asking, can you bring along a caravan? Is there space for that?
Yes, for sure there is. So we have a camp and park section, which is sold out, but we also have a big parking lot, and we're going to have a designated place, which is closest to the festival in the parking lot for people who will be camping and parking.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Then the one thing we haven't spoken about is the actual trees that you're going to be planting. Misha, what sorts of trees, where are they going? What's the story?
So we've been planting trees in the Elenkraal Valley now since 2011. We've done about 150,000 trees since then. We're going to be doing 20,000 this year, so 5,000 at the festival, another 15,000 outside of that with the team on the ground. We are planting a combination of trees this year, both riverine species and other. And trees could be anything in the range of assegai trees, wild peach, stinkwood, milkwood, hard pear. There's quite a diversity of trees, and they're quite nuanced. And then the style of planting is also quite nuanced, depending on whether we're in the riverbanks or and on the verges of the river or kind of up on the embankment will depend on how we approach our planting process.
But you don't have to bring anything other than your energy and commitment to the task at hand, right? If you're someone like me who has, I'm embarrassed to say, never planted a tree in my life, I wouldn't know where to start other than the ones in little pots.
What are you doing next weekend?
I'm afraid I'm surfing next weekend, but at a later date, I'm going to have to ask you to fix that for me, Misha. You don't have to have any skills beforehand, right?
Not at all.
The kids are involved.
Not at all. I mean, we really try and make it as light touch as possible. The whole idea is that you're learning through doing. You could bring a spade along. Okay. That would help. And we do have a best dressed spade competition where you can win an assortment of things. Last year, we had every kind of spade from a Rasta spade to a bouquet of flowers spade. It was fantastic. But yes, I mean, we just recommend you bring practical planting gear, good shoes, not open shoes, and a spade. That's pretty much all you're going to need.
Okay. So bring your old clothes, your sturdy shoes, a good attitude. Some sunscreen would be a recommendation on my part as well. And a willingness to have fun and make a difference. Lots of different ticketing options available. I'm not going to run through all of them. Simply to say that all the information you need is on the Green Pop website, which is greenpop.org. And just click through right on your landing page. There is a very obvious middle of the page, front and center, Reforest Fest. Click on that. It'll take you through to all the details of what is happening next weekend, so from 29 March to the 1st of April 2024 at Bodikaya Nature Retreat. Misha?
Yeah, and so last thing, I know a lot of people do celebrate Easter-esque things over this weekend, and we really try to do in kind of a subtle way, ways in which that we can land those things that people feel like they're not missing the Easter experience.
Okay.
And one of those things is that we host both a child-related and adult Easter egg hunt.
Cool.
For the children, we've got a whole assortment of delicious, dairy-free, fair trade Easter eggs. We then do a whole facilitated process on the relevance of sharing and getting kids invested in the process of sharing so that it isn't a case of them all zombieing out into the fields and getting as many eggs as they can and then keeping them for themselves.
And then sitting on a sugar high for the rest of the weekend.
Exactly. And then over and above that, we have an adult Easter egg hunt where the adults can go out there and they get all these clues and they get running around the site, and it's really quite fun.
Some of the adults I know need the lessons in sharing as well, just for the record, but hopefully they won't be there. Misha, I mean, it sounds absolutely delightful, and thank you so much for taking the time to come into studio and share all the details with us. I hope Cape Talk listeners are going to snap up those final tickets to join you next weekend. And if you want to hear more about Green Pop's work or reach out to Misha about perhaps getting involved in doing your own tree planting through your place of work or whatever it may be, please reach out via the website greenpop.org. Misha Teasdale, thanks so much for joining us.
Lovely, Pippa. Cheerio.
Get ready to start hunting. Lyft's most loved golden ticket hunt is officially back on for 2024. Search online and around three major cities for your share of epic travel prizes, including Lyft flights, luxury hotel stays, inclusive car hires, and much more. But you'll have to be quick and clever. This year's clues are going to be harder than ever before. To find out how to be a part of the hunt and stand a chance to win your share of prizes, visit lyft.co.za for all the details. T's and C's apply.